Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we explore happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Barbican Road to be expanded, new infrastructure agreement to be negotiated with Chinese government, and 2,300 youngsters enrolled in youth summer employment program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness last Wednesday signed a partnership agreement with representatives of China Harbour Engineering Company CHEC for the rehabilitation of the Barbican Road thoroughfare in St. Andrew. The project will involve the upgrade of 1.1 kilometres of the roadway, as well as the widening of the corridor between Russell Heights and Jacks Hill Road and Barbican Road to Barbican Centre. These corridors will be upgraded from 2 lanes to 4 lanes. Additionally, the existing one-way section of the Barbican Road and the southbound section of East King's House Road will be converted to two-way traffic. Traffic signals will be installed along the Birdsucker Lane, East King's House Road and Jacks Hill Road intersections. At the contract signing, Mr. Holness said the project will ensure the corridor can handle an increased volume of traffic in more efficient fashion.
This partnership supports the government's desire to develop a safe, reliable, and quality road network, which in turn improves development potential and interconnectivity between various communities across the island.
The project will be completed at a cost of US$1.1 million and is one of the legacy projects of the major infrastructure development project. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness last week signaled the government's intent to negotiate a new infrastructure development agreement with the Chinese government once the current one expires. The Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP, ends in September 2018 and is a continuation of the Jamaica Infrastructure Development Program, JDIP. The program seeks to continue the improvement of the island's road network. Mr. Holness says the next iteration of the agreement will see parochial roads receiving special attention.
We will give some consideration as to how we can ensure that local roads which fit into the overall connectivity of the national infrastructure, that some attention is paid to those in a selective way. We are not forgetting the municipal authority or the local roads, but our focus is always on national connectivity that improves our efficiency and productivity.
In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is assuring the public that the government will act in the best interests of the country as it seeks to balance efforts to increase foreign direct investment into Jamaica. Mr. Holness says the government is sensitive to concerns that Jamaicans are being displaced by overseas interests investing in the country, in particular China. He states, however, that the government will always take steps to balance the interests of citizens with efforts to utilize strategic investment partnerships to help the country achieve economic independence.
We have to be receptive to investments, not just from China, but Jamaica wants to see a diversified portfolio of investors coming into this country. We want investors from all over to come here and invest. We want people to choose Jamaica to invest.
Mr. Holness was speaking at the signing ceremony for the Barbican Road Improvement Project on Wednesday. And the Prime Minister last week encouraged the 2,300 youngsters enrolled as part of the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development's Youth Summer Employment Program to take full advantage of the opportunity to give service back to their country. Speaking at the launch of the program last Thursday, Mr. Holness said the work being carried out will prove critical to the government's service delivery.
Part of your job, the task that you are going to do, is to see which streets don't have street signs. The other thing is that every year the government pays a significant bill for street lighting. We want to know which street lights are out so that we can better provide the service for the community. That will be part of the job that you will be doing.
The exercise will run from August 14 to September 8, with each participant receiving $8,000 weekly. The initiative falls under the Housing, Opportunity, Production and Employment HOPE program, which provides educational and job opportunities for young people aged 18 to 24 who are not employed or enrolled in a school or program of training. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly on this station.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.